Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, on a Friday, we are here. It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. Friday vibes, everybody. And listen, right now I got a pair of WWE Survivor Series tickets. They're coming to the Barclays Center for the first time ever on November 21st. So if you guys want these tickets, let's play a game of Laura Never Loses. We need two callers right now. 800-223-9797. Let's go. That new Silk Sonic smoking out the window. Hey, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We are here. Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah.
I feel like the week flew.
It really did.
You know what I mean? I feel like it flew.
Out of nowhere. And I have to, big up to all the Scorpios.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Kenza, Laura, and my mom, who's having a huge birthday tomorrow. She's turning 80.
The big 8-0.
The big 8-0. You know what I'm saying? She's got 5 children. I'm the last of the gang. You know what I'm saying?
And, that's so dope.
So everybody's coming out from far and wide, you know, to like celebrate Mom Dukes. And
that's amazing.
And we didn't know what was going to happen because remember, she was in the Caribbean for most of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So she was out there and she has 2 houses, one out there and one out here. And she wanted everybody to come out there. Like, y'all are going to fly out. It's my 80th. Everybody's flying out to the Caribbean for my birthday. But it just, like, come on, fam.
Yeah, like, Mama, it's easier if you just come here.
You just come on back. We'll figure it out, and you come on back. So now it's going to be like a big shebang and grandchildren. And
I love that.
Yeah, so she got the whole garment. So in order to make it feel slightly Caribbean, everybody has to wear a shirt of color. So
okay.
Different color. So it's a real rainbow, joyous event.
I think that's amazing. And listen, whatever Mom wants, Mom gets.
Mom gets.
It's a lot of famous Scorpios, a lot of Scorpios all around. I remember people were tweeting me their birthday. So, yo, tweet us at Ebro in the AM if you want us to give you a little retweet, a little shout out. The Scorpio season is from October to like mid-November, right?
Wait, what? Wait.
What?
What happened?
Fam, we have never in the history of this program done a birthday retweet based on a zodiac.
Yes, we have.
No, we have not.
If it's
yes, we have.
Like, no, we have not.
To Fox, to be like, hey, it's my birthday too. We retweeted.
No, to Fox. Yeah, to friends of the show. But you made it based on zodiac because you're a Scorpio.
Oh my God. You saw
all the Scorpio. Yo.
Just give love to our foster celebrating birthdays.
Nah, chill. We do birthdays all. Yo, sometimes we do celebrity birthdays. Yo, we don't mention a regular listener's birthday ever.
Oh,
and
this,
you're saying it's biased because Laura's a Scorpio. It's,
well, oh, and your mom.
And, right. Big
shout
up to Mom.
And producer Griff's mother.
Yo, and this is why. And this is why a few minutes ago they wouldn't even turn my mic on. Because they already knew they was. I was like, Scorpio? Wait, what are we doing? This whole zodiac shout out? Get out of here.
Shout out to all the
Scorpios. Yo, get out of here.
Scorpios and Mom Dukes. You know what I'm saying?
Get out of here.
She's probably sleeping right now.
Nah, bro. Nah.
See her hair up.
No, shout to your mom. Shout to anybody celebrating a birthday. I am absolutely not allowing this program to devolve into zodiac shout outs.
Such a hater.
Like every other generic radio show and DJ in the world. Yo, shout to the Scorpio. Yo, shut up. Yo, shut up. That's such a cheap way to get people excited.
What's your zodiac sign?
It's called
your zodiac sign.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of Scorpios happy right now, though, I'm sure.
Very, very.
Cheap shouts, cheap excitement. Yo, that's hilarious. Yo, your mom, Mom Dukes is 80, balling out here. 2 houses, moving around.
Yeah,
yo, that sound rich. She earned it.
She just bought her a nice red Audi.
She rich.
she ain't rich, but she
You know what I mean? She know how to
sound. I just sound like things is click clacking to me.
They click clacking.
And she's living her life. Also, producer Griff's mom be traveling all over the world, living carefree.
Yo, they deserve it all.
Yes, it's amazing.
Right. And she's like, look, you know, I've worked hard my whole life. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of things that I was not able to do.
That's right. That's
and
right.
When people always hear her lifestyle now, they're like, you know, must be nice or, you know, lucky you. And she's like, it's not really that. You know, it's just my time to enjoy this part of my life. So
when they stacked, though, they worked and stacked. It ain't like it just happened without work.
Yeah.
And sacrifice.
Blood, sweat, and tears, for real.
You know what I'm saying? It happened with work. And then you think about your mom, Shani. Yeah. Her health is on point. She stays with her health and mind and body tight.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She puts in that work. It ain't just like it fell. Luckily got to this point.
Yeah, nice.
She grinded it out. Laura's mom at Baby Light's first birthday, her jewelry was rocking. Jewelry. You know what I'm saying? I peeped the jewelry game. You know what I'm saying? Her hair was tight. You know what I mean? Yeah, she's together. Yeah. You know what I mean? That takes work, fam.
She does a little Tai Chi.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Tai Chi.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Nah, we could all take lessons from them, man. I tell them they're the blueprint, so I watch them.
Yeah. Yo, and that level of focus over an extended period of time and making sure the family's on point and the kids and the grandkids and that there's tradition. And yo, man, it's so much that people take for granted until they're the matriarch or the patriarch or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You always hear people start to get real jittery when unfortunately you lose that lead of the family. Everybody's like, I don't know how to keep everything together. Yeah. Like, how did they keep everyone together? They worked, fam.
They worked. Lots of phone calls, keeping everybody in tune with each other. Just everything to keep the synergy and the togetherness. You know?
But Shani, talk about them side combos when somebody acting up.
Oh, yeah. It'll take 2 hours on the phone.
Let me know, fam.
You got a minute, sit down. You be like, what?
We need to talk.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you about your brother.
Yeah, we need to talk. And this is what I expect from you. Right. You be 45 years old, like, huh?
Right.
Okay, like, I'll do it.
But yeah, man. Yeah. Nah, she doing it, and it makes me know at a certain age I can't be thinking I'm gonna sit on some porch with in a rocking chair, like watching her. Like, nah, mom's
you. Well, and that's the other part too that I hear from people that are above 65. You cannot stop reading. Right. You cannot stop moving.
Right.
You cannot stop living.
True.
You have to keep all systems go.
Facts.
All right, speaking of which, we have two people that are moving right now.
Moving.
And they are on the phone.
Jessica. Julio and Jessica. Jessica, good morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
What's your zodiac sign?
Oh, God.
Go Scorpio.
Yeah, there you go, Pisces. Julio, the most powerful zodiac. You know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? She said Leo first, so big up all the lions. Yeah.
Now, Pisces is cool. Y'all can all holler and kick and scream. We know what it is. Jessica, where you headed this morning to get money?
I am a school social worker. So
there it is.
Going to school.
Listen, Jessica, on Monday we started. We're giving away $1,000 every week until the money runs out to teachers who need help in their classrooms. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So if you're in a school that don't got it, you know, we're going to be doing the research, too, to make sure you're one of those schools, the economically challenged schools. But we're going to be taking emails from all the teachers and everybody that work at schools. And we handing out $1,000 per classroom. You know what I'm saying? So the teacher just, all they got to do is email. We're going to be giving y'all the info. So shout out to all the teachers. We know y'all, the work y'all put in last year getting us through this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? And staying on the front lines. And now they mandated y'all to get vaccine to keep your jobs and all of that. We got to get the teachers love, and we got to get the students in those economic situations that are challenging, you know, a little bit of love too. So y'all can get books for the kids, or you can buy gifts for the holidays, whatever you want to do. Yeah. But we're giving teachers $1,000. Teachers only, by the way. What what radio station did teachers only, fam?
I don't know, but I love it.
Teachers only, man. We got to take care of the teachers. And I know parents is like, damn right, because I want these kids to stay in school and out of the house. Facts. Yo, Julio, where you going right now?
I'm a math and ESL teacher in Rockland.
There you go.
There you go, Julio.
So beginning Monday, we're going to open up the emails, man. We're going to be lacing teachers up $1,000 per classroom every week. Every week, we're going to pick a different teacher. So that's what it is, man. Jessica, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
You know I gotta choose Laura. Come on, Laura.
All right,
let's
mama.
Go.
Let's go.
Let's go. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Yo, Julio, you know the game is rigged. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right. All right. It was revealed that Kanye West invested.
Ebro. It was revealed that Kanye West invested in
3, 2, 1.
Beanie Siegel.
Incorrect. It was true that Kanye West revealed that Kanye West invested millions into what basketball league?
Oh, I just read this. I think it was Big Three.
Big Three is correct. What does the A in scuba stand for?
Ebro. I don't know.
The A in scuba stands for
3.
Association.
Two. Incorrect.
Aquatics.
Incorrect. Apparatus.
Apparatus.
I would have went with air.
That was apparatus. Good.
Who claims Kanye West promised him
$50
million?
Ebro.
Laura.
Beanie Siegel.
You already answered that question.
Nah.
It's a lot of Kanye West on here, man.
What major league baseball team did Jackie Robinson?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's right. That's where he won Rookie of the Year. Time's up. Laura wins.
Laura wins. Jessica. Y'all almost did it, Julio. Almost did.
He was close. But Jessica, you got tickets to WWE Survivor Series coming to the Barclays Center for the very first time on November 21st.
Yeah, so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yo, Jessica, you got wrestling fans in your family? In your house?
I got a brother, yeah.
There you go. Well, you have a great day.
I'm a fan here.
What'd you say?
Wrestling fan here.
Damn, Julio, damn.
Julio.
I thought today was our day, Ebro, but it's all good, man. I appreciate what you're doing for the teachers. Can I get a consolation shout out?
Yeah, go ahead, Julio, for the teachers.
I want to shout out my wife traveling with 3 toddlers down to the Bronx. I love you, Joaquin, Carolyn, and Carla. Daddy loves you.
Oh, that's dope.
Nice.
That's dope. Shout to moms making it happen this morning. Julio, we love you. Jessica, we love you too. We'll get y'all more information on how we're taking care of these teachers next week and for the weeks to come, getting y'all money. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll just give you an update on the Astro World travesty because it's the more news that comes out, I just shake my head. But I'll discuss it with you guys coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
7 minutes commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Yeah. Laura Styles with the flashing lights. On the flashing lights.
Just giving you more details and updates on the Astro World tragedy. So now, 22-year-old Bardi Shahani has passed away, making her the 9th person who has died from Astro World. So she was a senior at Texas A&M University. She was previously been brain dead, and she was on a ventilator. She had gone to Astro World with her cousin and her sister and got separated during the crowd, you know, the surge when it got crazy. She was the one who was dropped on her head when she was being carried out by first responders. I don't know if you guys saw that video floating around.
No, I never saw that one.
Oh, I saw it. It was so sad. They were trying to get her out and then they dropped her on her head. It's just so sad.
Listen, We could, you know, we this gonna keep all of the bad stuff is gonna keep getting told, and rightfully so. But it ain't gonna get better, y'all. This is a terrible incident. This is a no matter how you look at it, it sucks. It's terrible.
Did you guys wait? Did you guys? I don't know. I could late night. I was looking through my Twitter. Did you see somebody talking about? Remember the security guard who claimed who was poked in the neck with a syringe and passed out? Remember there was reports about that?
Yeah, that was the security guard.
The security guard. Now they're saying that it didn't happen.
I don't know. Ugh. I don't know. I mean, look, I hope it didn't happen.
Wait, where was this at again?
Astroworld.
Astroworld.
Oh, yeah. Poked in
damn, Shani, what do you think we talking about?
Nah, I hear security guards. I don't know. January 6th, I'm like,
I didn't know if it changed the subject.
No.
Shani's focused on his mom's birthday. He's focused on the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
But like you said, Ebro, we're going to keep getting more details and it's just not going to get better.
Nah, it ain't. It doesn't. It doesn't get better. And even like I've heard, you know, obviously, you know, there's been word that the Houston Wild people were suffering and dying. The Houston PD, who is trying to claim that, you know, they was on point focus. They got police officers in the front busy filming the concert. 30 minutes after they said or they claimed that they declared that there was like a mass casualty incident and 911 was on the way. So if it was a mass casualty incident at like 9:30 something p.m. and at 10 p.m. you got officers standing in the front filming Travis Scott, was y'all taking this serious? You see what I'm saying? That's where it's going now, because now the finger pointing begins. You know, you're on the scene. You're a police officer. Why do you have people on your team busy posting on their IG story or whatever they was filming for?
It's a mess. And it's so, so sad. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. That's your Flesh and Lunch Report. The time is 7:03. Today is a high of 64. Rain in the morning and alternate site parking rules are in effect.
On the way, congratulations. You played yourself Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. Yo, you can't leave out League when you say the great Negro.
Wow.
It was a fumble, about, but we got to play
nah,
it.
Nah, son. No, 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 bro. No. He's getting the congrats, B. Sleepy Joe. Yo, y'all know this man is mad old. We knew what this was. The gaffes. The gaffes are crazy with this dude. They've been crazy with this dude.
Oh, my God.
He's got to get it.
He was around during them times, too, huh?
Yeah. The great Negro. Really, fam? What?
Once you hear it, Shawty.
Excuse me?
Once you hear it.
WQHDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, that Silk Sonic album is out. An Evening with Silk Sonic. Go on, get that joint. That joint crazy. 9 records, straight flames. Especially if you know the vibes. You know what I'm saying? If you know the vibes. Some of y'all don't know the vibes, man. Let's keep it 100. You don't know real music when you hear it. Your ears have been contaminated with garbage. And for that, I got a button for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I got you. Captain. Playing yourself.
Now,
I don't play.
The probability factor is low of Joe Biden having a history of referring to black people as Negroes. But I'm sure there was a time.
It was a time.
Listen, there was a time. There was a time in this country when that was acceptable lingo. You know, the Negro section. Look, I mean, Joe Biden's been a politician since they were trying to bust black kids to schools. And he wasn't, and remember, he wasn't for that either. He referred to schools becoming jungles. What are you saying, fam? You calling us monkeys?
Yeah, there's a lot of old footage of him kind of being loose.
But the reason I say the probability factor is low of him using Negroes is because I feel like we'd have audio of that too. Not just this most recent situation. Listen to this.
You know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros.
Play it again, Sam.
All right.
Play it now. I've adopted the attitude of the great slip. You want to call us Negro
at the time, pitcher in the Negro leagues, went on to
become play it again. Play it again.
Attitude of the great Negro at the time. You know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher
the great Negro at the time.
Congratulations.
Satchel Paige, who pitched in the Negro leagues in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, just briefly for Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige, I think, was born in like 1907. He went into the Negro leagues as a pitcher around 1927. He was 20 years old. He didn't get into the major leagues until the 40s, like 1948. So he got it. He already had pitched 20 years when he went into the major leagues, and then pitched 20 more.
Wow.
Crazy.
They was like, that Negro good.
He is the great Negro, but you can't say it, Joe Biden. Right. And you get the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Joe Biden getting
yo, this
button.
What, hey, by the way, this is what we get, though. This is what we get. This is what we get when you have an 80-year-old president who's from a time. And then you also, when he's damn near senile, Sleepy Joe. Y'all know this man's brain. When the gaffe happened yesterday, the first thing I thought was, I have seen one too many speeches with Joe Biden over the last week. They done had him at a podium too much. His brain can't function at
these
levels.
He needs a break.
He needs a break. Y'all just flew my man back from Ireland or wherever, Scotland or something. Then he was in Europe. He was here. Fam, y'all pushing the limit. Bro need to sit down for a weekend.
For a while.
He's talking too much. And y'all know Joe talks too much. Like, remember they was giving him the business because when he walks by, like, the press briefings or whatever, he don't stop and talk. He can't start and stop. Once he starts, he doesn't know how to stop talking. So the move is to just keep him moving. Keep him moving. And he can only do like one speech a week, guys. He can only do like one public appearance a week. So otherwise, these things are going to happen. He's going to be calling black people Negroes.
See,
it's going to be a mess.
Oh,
it's a mess.
Gosh.
He's messing up. He's messing
you know,
up.
You know it's a mess. He's from a time. We know these old white men. We know these old white men. We already know.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We already know. Laura Stiles, what you got?
So I don't know if you guys peeped this, but you know, right now the Ahmaud Arbery trial is going on. So one of the lawyers for the defendant, William Roddy Bryan, complained to the judge. Why? Because he feels that black pastors coming to court and sitting with Ahmaud Arbery's family is unfair.
Wow.
This is because Reverend Al Sharpton showed up to sit by the family inside the courtroom. It's like, he says, I have nothing personal against Mr. Sharpton, but We're starting a precedent where we're going to bring high-profile members of the African-American community into the courtroom, sit with the family during the trial. I believe that's intimidating.
Mm.
Fam.
Yo, hit the button. Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You are representing three individuals that were... Have y'all been following the case?
I haven't lately. So they found
fibers on the truck from Ahmaud Arbery's body, which means that while he was running, they were trying to run him off the road with their trucks. They were bumping into him with their trucks. Mm-hmm. His limbs, like his arms, had been dismembered from his body.
What?
Yes, you heard what I'm saying, because remember, they shot him with a shotgun at close range, fam.
Yeah, yes. Oh, I hope they rot now.
Because from the video, it just shows him fall, but
nah,
his limbs were dismembered.
Yeah, they had shot him. They had shot him with the close range with that shotgun.
Yeah,
and it damn near blew his whole arm off his body.
It's sick.
Now remember, y'all. Also, so what are you talking about? Intimidation. The officers that came on the scene have already said on the stand that at no time, when they got to the scene, did these three individuals who killed Ahmaud Arbery and hunted him down, did they say that he had broke into anything?
Right.
Did they say that they were trying to do a citizen's arrest? All of these lies that they made up after the fact. Because remember, this wasn't even going to go to trial until the video got leaked. The area, the city that this is taking place in, the county, had already worked to cover this up, bro.
Yes.
Right.
So now you talk. Now you got the nerd. This is, yo, this is some real, these crackers, bro. These Peckerwoods, man, these O-Face. Yeah. I'm telling you, son. They wicked. Be on, yo.
Wicked. And you know it was supposed to come out because the video that leaked was they man's video. Wasn't nobody
exactly.
there but they crew.
Mm-hmm.
They was, you know, filming it. It was like murder porn, son.
Right. And you sent they it was sharing out to your it. Friends.
Yeah. They were sharing it.
Exactly.
Because they already exposed all the people who try to hide this right. in that town.
Right.
All the people in the court system that try to hide this.
Yeah. And there was some other information that came out that there's several people who had went into the house that they claimed that he shouldn't have been in. White people that just went in because they wanted to see what it was. And there was no footage of Ahmaud Arbery ever stealing anything. You know what I'm saying?
Fam, y'all know it's a sham.
It's just them.
They murdered this man. This was a modern day lynching in broad daylight.
Facts.
The county that they in tried to cover it up, and y'all afraid of Al Sharpton
just sitting there.
Yeah,
coming to support the family.
Give him the button.
They think he's going to disrupt the.
Hit that button.
Gang.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, man. People funny.
Wildin'.
Playing yourself.
People funny.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
All of them.
Yo, man.
I'm going to just hit Biden with a button again.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Fact.
That was two.
Hit Biden again.
Twice in a week. So
congratulations, you played yourself.
Plus, you know. Shawnee got animosity from that vaccine mandate. Hit it again, Shawnee.
Executive order for the
congratulations.
Hit him again.
You played yourself.
And now you calling black people Negroes?
Negro, hit him again.
You was comfortable with that back in the day.
Exactly. Oh, tell him, Shawnee. Go off, Shawnee.
Keep going, buddy. Hold the line.
You played yourself.
See, here you go.
Just trying to be equal to it, man.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't on that page. I was, listen. When it comes to whites and their racism, I am not one of those people who is for allowing overt white supremacy and white supremacist alignment to take place. Donald Trump was overtly, openly aligned with white supremacy. He had people who were with that in his cabinet. Everyone knew it because that behavior is a disease. When it becomes socially acceptable, where we're just going to have people that just openly behave like that. Where we headed, y'all? What we doing? Where we headed? They're going to recruit more people that are going to think it's okay to behave like that. And that's just then we on that slope. But make no mistake, it's not as if I believe that white Democrats ain't racist or weren't racist or around racism. That's a thing too. Put your KKK hood in the closet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And act accordingly. So when Biden is talking about the great Negro, I wasn't thinking Biden was some angel. I wasn't that guy. I just wasn't voting for Donald Trump. Because right here in New York City, we talk about all the time, New York City is full of a bunch of liberal liars. They want to act like liberals, but they don't want to help low-income families. They don't want to help black families. They don't want to desegregate our public school system. They want to act like liberals, but we're not going to allow these black kids and brown kids in our schools. But no. We want to help, but just not in our backyard.
Right.
You better shut your white mouth.
You feel what I'm saying? So we on to you. We know what it is. We just would rather have, well, at least I would just, I can't speak for everyone, I would just rather have You put your KKK hood and your behavior, tuck that tail. I don't want you out with your white supremacy, because that ain't gonna solve nothing either. But we already know y'all scared of us. We already know you're intimidated by our beauty and our intellect and our power. We already know. Cash 1, 97 minutes commercial free.
You better shut your white mouth.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, good morning. Yo, it's clouds, man, in the New York City area. Supposed said it was going to rain all day, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Man, trash.
Let's see.
Says light rain now, and it's supposed to end by like 2 o'clock. The rain is over. But, yeah, it looks like it's raining. Damn it, man. Damn it. But the weekend looking all right, man. Saturday, high of 60. Sunday is going to be cold. The high is only 49 on Sunday. Damn. The high is only 49 on Sunday. I'm going to be out there cycling in it. It's going to be cold. Man, let's go. DJ John, where's he at? Call us right now. 800-223-9799.
John A.
DJ John. DJ John.
Yo, big thing happened in social media verse yesterday. On John, you heard about it?
Yeah, man. I saw the trailer.
You saw it?
Yep.
What'd you see?
No, what'd you see? I'll tell you mine and you tell yours.
Exactly.
Oh,
go ahead, okay. Tell us.
my guy Michael Che releases Netflix.
Nah, that ain't it. No. But shout out to Michael Che. All right. What, and what did Michael Che do?
He released his trailer for his Netflix special coming out November 16th.
Oh, pow.
Okay.
Speaking of comedy in the comedy world, Dave Chappelle is running around right now showing a documentary or a movie right now called Untitled. Mm-hmm. It's coming to New York City. I think he's at the Barclay November 22nd. It's already sold out. Yo, Mandy. I need a suite. Yo, I'm pulling up.
On the 22nd.
I'm in there. Yeah.
Sam,
I'm in there
room.
To see Chappelle.
Make some room.
Make some room, fam.
Yo, we in there, man. Yo, that's a good family night out.
Yeah, yeah. And actually,
Laura, you with it?
Of course.
We're going to be doing that same day a big celebration for Michael K. Williams because that's his birthday.
Oh, wow. Dope.
So, like, a lot of cats are going to be coming through to Brooklyn for that block party. Maxwell, Clark Kent, Kid Capri, DJ Scratch, just kind of celebrate him on his birthday that night. Then people hitting Dave Chappelle.
So wait. Chappelle's early though.
Is it early?
What time's Michael K's thing? Chappelle's thing's too. At the Barclay.
Yeah.
So it's probably like 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. This is early. This is before that.
Okay. Yeah. So we had all of that Monday night. It's going down.
You know what I mean?
But anyway, what I was talking about with the social media moment yesterday, the big deal. Ebro in the AM on Instagram. Yo, it took us 4 years to get our password back.
Oh,
yo, we finally got our Instagram password back.
That's what happened? Somebody lost the password?
Yeah.
Man, Scotty Bean, man, was in charge of the password. She lost the password years ago. She was, and then left Hot 97. I was like, yo, what's the password? She was like, I don't know. I was like, yo, you was doing the...
We couldn't get anything back. Oh my god.
Yo, hold on. So Instagram reset your password takes 4 years?
Yes.
A lot of I'm washed because I don't know my password either.
A lot of notarized letters, lawyers and
yo, lawyers, notarized letters. Whoa. Like, yeah.
So it was a nightmare.
Do we send the bill to Scotty Bean for all that?
Man.
It was a nightmare. But we're back. Ebro in the AM on IG. All the FOTS. Like, follow us right now.
Ebro in the AM. Yo, but the ill part is, I'm going to tell you what the ill part. The ill part is when you go through the feed, you can see things that we was doing back in 2016, 2017. Like, all the ill interviews and clips and stuff is still up there. So you can go back in the day, and you don't have to scroll that far. It's like a time warp.
Just go to the third
a moment.
Third yeah, you moment go three frozen rows down. You're in 2016. You're like, yo,
a moment so frozen in time.
Yo, so it's a like time that capsule.
But we're back.
Facts.
It's an art installation. We should leave it like that. Actually,
I was thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking we should.
We work really hard to get it back. Now we're going to keep everyone updated.
Well, no. This is what I was thinking, Laura. What I was thinking was, as a part of our kind of one of our best, I mean, this is what they call best practices on our Instagram, on Ebro and AM, is we just post, you know, a few times a week, post classic moments. You know what I'm saying? To remind people that we've been putting in work with the friends of the show for many years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people forget. A lot of the, you know what I mean? A lot of the interviews, a lot of the good times. There's a lot of stuff in there. And I think we need to do that. Now, let's see if the digital department does it. Probably not. They'll give me some sort of reason why that's not what we should be doing. And, you know, our digital lead thinks that this is a wiser way to choose our time, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's just an idea, man. Call right now if you want to be smarter than DJ John Shani, who's on the line.
We got Danielle.
Danielle.
Hey,
good morning, Danielle. How you
good
doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
We are blessed. Thanks for joining the program. John, when Danielle's smarter than you, what does she win?
Mary J. Blige. Tickets, baby. Ooh, wow. Yes. Barclays Center, November 18th. Also, plus qualified for a grand prize for an MJB experience, which means dinner for two, grand transportation to the show, upgraded to the suites, and access to a premiere of Power Book 2 Ghosts. Man, it's going to be amazing, man. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.
Oh, my gosh. I love that show.
Made Hot by Stars and Hot 97, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what else is fire. If you're not watching it, that BMF is fire.
Gotta catch up.
BMF is fire. And not only that, but the dude playing Meech is his son. And he's yo, Shani, Laura.
Yeah.
Crushing it as an actor.
Wow.
Because he left.
Big Meech's son is. It's his first ever.
Yeah.
He's bodying the building as an actor, bro.
That's dope.
It's like, y'all want me to act like my dad? Roll camera. I got
that's on
this.
Stars, right?
It's on Stars. BMF is fire, man.
Wow.
Fire. All right, answer this question super fast so you can be smart. DJ John, Laura Styles, go.
Okay, here we go.
Give me Googles.
Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars make up which group?
Anderson .Paak.
Danielle.
Oh.
Danielle.
Is it Danielle? Come on. Is it they just put an album out today.
Is it .Paak or
.Paak? Oh, my gosh. .Paak.
Okay. It's a fabric of a shirt you wear.
And a hedgehog.
And a hedgehog.
He was born in February. Oh, he's an Aquarius.
Ooh. Shut up, Juanito. Danielle, come on, focus.
Oh, Danielle's going to botch it.
Oh. Yes?
Sonic?
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, my God, Danielle. It took you too long, but you're correct.
Listen, it is a new group. They really only have one hit song. You know what I'm saying? It's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, it is kind of tough when you think about it.
Damn, Danielle.
DJ John, can you tell us, what was Bruno's first dog's name?
Oh, wait, let me Google it. I only had Anderson .Paak Google up. Oh, first dog? Okay, I'm going to go with Cheetah.
Geronimo was his name.
Ah, damn. Yo, Danielle, you lucked out. Got yourself some Mary J. Blige tickets.
Wow. Yay! Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Hang on 1 second. We're going to get you your info and get you these tickets. Let's go right now. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights.
Yo, Laura.
Yes?
This Silk Sonic album.
Fuego.
Yo, they got a song called Put On a Smile. Cast One play earlier. That smoking out the window.
Fire.
Bruh. They got a joint. Oh, man, they got so many heat. This joint called 777-777-777. The God number. Woo!
Speak on
crazy.
Crazy. All right, well, listen. 50 Cent's TV Empire could have another show on the way, guys. This one's going to be really, really good, just like the rest of them. He went on Twitter to say pretty much that he's creating a TV show around Snoop Dogg's murder case in which he was acquitted in 1996.
Oh.
Murder was a case that they gave me.
Murder!
And he's like, this is going to be a problem. Snoop Dogg's story is crazy. So that's going to be really, really dope.
That's fire. Taking place in L.A., Menace to Society style.
He's going to go back in time. I'm pretty sure he's going to go. You guys remember some of that old footage?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. That's going to be fire, man.
It's going to be really, really dope.
I thought you was going to play Murder Was the Case, Kat.
Oh, that's me playing the bat.
Oh. Murder!
Murder was the case
that they gave me.
Come on, Shawnee.
I got you. Let's wait, see. Hold on, right here.
Hey, that ain't that's no, Shawnee.
That's how it starts. That's
I know that's how it starts, but that's all never I mind. Got. That's all I know, got. But you gotta stop it now. Now it's just
what a disaster.
That was a mess. That was a whole mess.
All right. So there's a full court press run on this Drake and Kanye to make peace thing, right? We saw that Kanye West posted the video of him reading he looked like a hostage next to Jay Prince, saying that he wanted to make peace with Drake and put together a concert to support freeing Larry Hoover, right? So Jay Prince's son ended up posting a picture of him and Drake. And everyone was like, oh my God, it's happening. But it turns out, guys, that this happened way before the meeting with Kanye. So don't get happy just yet. So I don't know. Look. I don't know if Drake is going to fall for this or go with this. I don't know.
Well, don't say fall for, because that sounds like he's being tricked. Support this. I think that there's a high probability that Drake wants to support this. I hope so. It's a positive thing.
I think that Drake wants to support it, but I think also Drake is very annoyed with Kanye and is bullish.
Of course he is. But I think, look, if I'm Drake, I'm like, sure, I'm a support. I'm going to get there. And I'm going to let, you know, because you know the Kanye machine when it comes to doing a show is a complicated thing. Kanye and his creative, and I want to do this, and we're going to do this, and I need to build this. I need to build a replica of the house and the show's tomorrow night, but we can get it done in 10 hours. And, you know what I'm saying? I need to do this and do that. I think Drake's going to kick back and let all that play out and still be supportive. But it's going to show people how complicated Kanye West is.
But I mean, at what point? We've seen this movie before. Drake has been in this position before with Kanye, many a time, and he's always gone, and it's always gone bad.
Right.
Well, hopefully not.
I just don't see it happening, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Let's be positive, man. Because look, Larry Hoover has been in jail for a long time. I believe after reading the case and what he was convicted of and everything that he's convicted of. I believe at, what is he, 70-something years old? Someone like him can be useful in quelling some of the street and gang crimes that are taking place in Chicago.
I'm he can not be saying useful Drake doesn't want to support freeing Larry Hoover. I'm saying I think that Drake wants nothing to do with Ye.
There we go. That's right.
Well, so, Drink Champs Part 2 Kanye with Larry Hoover Jr. came out last night, right?
Yep. So, yeah. And by the way, that was recorded before we saw the Jay Prince Kanye thing happen. So clearly they've been on this since before the ransom letter was being read by Kanye.
We shall see. It's your Flash and Electric Boy. The time is 7:59, high of 64 degrees, rain today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Silk Sonic appreciation. Yo, Cash One, play that. Put on a smile real quick.
I mean, I don't know if it's clean, though. Is it clean?
I don't know, fam. We're going to get in trouble. Let's go. Let's go. WQHT, New York.
WQHT, HD1, New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Take it from your Uncle Bootsy. Ain't no shame begging in the rain. Tell her how you really feel.
So basically, they left the door open. It was a great night. And then you get in the midway through the album, and they done broke. Got their heart broke.
I could pretend when I'm not with
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I need to know.
gentlemen, I have to do it.
What?
Laura, since you're on this show, I have to give this show the congratulations. You played yourself. Hit your button.
The entire show?
The entire show. And it's your fault, but I'm gonna take the heat with you.
Why?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because at around 7:20 when we did congratulations, you played yourself, mm-hmm. we called the trial, the Ahmaud Arbery trial. Ahmaud Arbery's not on trial.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
William Bryan, right. Gregory McMichael, and Travis McMichael are on trial.
That's right. That's right.
And media does this all the time. Because guess what? If it would have been Ahmaud Arbery who killed somebody, guess what the trial would have been called? The Ahmaud Arbery trial.
It's so true. My bad.
Ahmaud Arbery got killed, and people still call it the Ahmaud Arbery trial. And now it's probably because that's the name that everyone knows. Because that became the mainstream name.
Right.
But what service does that do to these racists that hunted this black man down and killed him in broad daylight?
Right.
Their names should be the names. And I bet you nobody in this room knew those names.
I do not. One of them is William Rhody Bryan.
William Bryan's the one who filmed it. Gregory McMichael used to be a police officer or a sheriff. Mm. That's the dad. His son, Travis McMichael, I believe is either the one that was driving the truck or was in the back of the truck. Probably in the back of the truck. So I just wanted to give us a congratulations. You played yourself as a media outlet.
No,
we need to own that.
It's true. You're 100% right.
Because it's the Brian McMichael trial.
Right.
And that being the last names of the people who committed this heinous act.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And we can reference Ahmaud Arbery after stating which trial this actually is.
Because Ahmaud Arbery's not on trial.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
It's Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Rhody Bryan.
And I think it was the same even with George Floyd, right?
George Floyd wasn't on trial?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody's going for the name that they know the most, but it's a good connection to make.
Yeah. Facts.
Exactly. But it's an important distinction, too.
That's a fact.
It's an important distinction because it is the Brian McMichael trial. A father and son, the father, the McMichael father, used to be a cop in the area. I mean, he's a sheriff or whatever, but he had a badge and a gun. William Bryan's their neighbor, and they went out to create some murder porn. Filmed it and shared it with friends. Had it in his phone. Mm-hmm. And have the nerve right now, yesterday, that their lawyer to be like, we're intimidated by Al Sharpton being in here.
Right.
You know why? Because Al Sharpton, he gonna have that devil jumping about you. You know what I'm saying? He gonna have that Ofe.
Right.
Your skin gonna turn gray and you gonna pass out like the ancestors used to do to the slave master.
Yeah. He gonna tell some truths that's gonna hurt you. You wanna hear the audio?
Yeah, let me hear it.
I have nothing personally against Mr. Sharpton. My concern is if we're gonna start a precedent, we're gonna bring high profile members of the African American community into the courtroom to sit with the family during the trial in the presence of the jury. I believe that's intimidating, and it's an attempt to pressure or influence the jury. To my knowledge, Reverend Al Sharpton has no church in Glynn County, never has. Hasn't been here since Elaine Brown ran for mayor, to my knowledge. The idea that we're going to be serially bringing these people in to sit with the victim's family one after another, obviously, there's only so many pastors they can have. And if their pastor's Al Sharpton right now, that's fine. But then that's it. We don't want any more black pastors coming in here or other Jesse Jackson, whoever was in here earlier this week, sitting with the victim's family trying to influence the jury in this case. And I'm not saying the state is even aware that Mr. Sharpton was in the courtroom. I certainly wasn't aware of it. But I think the court can understand my concern about bringing people in who really don't have any ties to this case other than political interest.
You better shut your white mouth.
Yo, yeah, you heard it.
That's deep.
They scared, boy.
Crazy.
Yeah, and
crazy.
And by the way, yes. There's times when everybody's showing up. This is one of those.
Yep.
The Brian McMichael trial, the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. We all hunted this man down, ran him off the road with your trucks, shot him at close range with a shotgun after chasing him. Fibers of Ahmaud Arbery's body were on the truck, man. And you're intimidated? You're worried about the jury being intimidated?
Talking about, well, I mean, Jesse Jackson or any black pastor.
Yo, Al Sharpton can go. Voice, right? Al Sharpton can show up anywhere he wants to.
Facts.
How about that?
What's the officer? What's the name of the trial again?
The Brian McMichael trial. That's who's on trial. William Bryan and the McMichael son and a father.
Yep. Greg McMichael and Travis McMichael.
Get them names.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To uplift, to shine the light on your problems.
That's right.
To heal, to love.
Energy.
Shiny culture, burn that sage. I will lead you in breathing exercises.
Come on. Yo, why did you take so long to get to the letter? We got to review that, yo. We got a meeting after the show, bro. Let's get to the letter, man.
Gosh.
You're contaminating the workspace.
That's right.
I wouldn't have to if y'all would just hurry up and get the BS out of here.
Bro, callate. Okay, here we go. I will read the letter today because our fellow guru brother is
nobody cares, fam.
An assignment somewhere, we don't know.
That's facts.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where you write to us. Keep them nice, short, sweet, to the point. Hello, everyone.
Shout out to Africa.
Big fan. I've been with my partner for about 6 years. We live together and everything. Anyway, my partner does not want to get married because, quote, divorce rates are so high. Recently, we found out that she cannot have children. Our only option is a donor egg or adoption, both of which she drags her feet with and advocates that adoption is bad because you never know if the kid's going to have mental issues, blah, 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 blah. Every time I say we should break up, she ignores me. I want to be married. I want to have kids. I'm in my 30s and so is she. And although my biological clock doesn't tick like a female, I still feel like I wasted a lot of time already. I don't know what to do. It's not fair that she can't give me a baby. But she has no control over that, except for her not following through with fertility appointments, not wanting to get married too. What is this relationship? I just don't know what to do. Should I stay? Should I go? She calls me a scumbag when I say I deserve someone who wants to at least get married. I really want a family, guys, let alone have or want kids. Help. Thanks. Sincerely, a sad man.
Wow. Switcheroo.
Yo, Cast One, get the make sure there's lighter fluid, son.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You gotta just make sure there's lighter fluid. If she don't want what you want, you can't force it. And if the shoe was on the other foot, we'd be saying the same thing. If a woman was trying to force a man to do something he wasn't ready to do, we'd be like, yo, this is not a good thing.
Yeah man. Cause look, she doesn't, okay, she can have kids, but then she doesn't even want to try.
Right.
Doesn't want adoption, doesn't want to get married.
Right.
I don't think this person is for you.
You tried to break up with her. She ignores you. Like, she's not the one, fam.
Well, and if you... Yo, fellas. I've heard of this before. But you got to get a backbone, son.
Yeah.
You emailing a radio station talking about, you know, my biological... I don't have a biological clock like a woman, but I really want to have a family and have kids. Yo, you sound like a real bitch right now, son.
And how are you not able
to... Be sensitive.
I mean, it's facts, but you're being abrasive.
How were you not able to break up with her, bro?
What I don't understand is, like, she calls me a scumbag when I say I deserve someone who at least wants to get married. You clearly want to settle down. You clearly want a family. And she clearly doesn't.
Wait. I missed this. She calls him names?
Huh? Yeah, she called him a scumbag.
Now, is she calling him that because he's been busted cheating before, and that's why she don't want to have a family with you?
He didn't mention any of that.
Exactly.
Right.
So I don't know. But he said...
Because that's the language that women use when you're out here being a playboy, or you've been caught cheating or something, or maybe she's referring to the way you keep your house and you're a mess. Like, she's calling you a scumbag. Like, nobody ain't gonna want to be with you. You lucky I want to be with your dirty ass.
Sucio.
Definitely using a guilt trip to try to keep you there.
It does. He said, she calls me a scumbag when I say I deserve someone who at least wants to get married.
Yo, he sounds like a fan.
And I guess, right.
I'm so glad he's in touch with his emotions and sharing, because he sounds like a woman.
No, it's fine. Don't listen to that, Noel.
Yo, I'm happy that he's in touch with his emotions. But this is the level of what he's talking about is the way we normally hear women sound.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but obviously men feel like that too.
And I'm glad he's
Evidence suggests.
So listen, I am with Cass. Where's Cass 1? We need Cass some lighter fluid.
You might
have to burn this down. This relationship is not for you, and you can't force anyone to be and the same mind, you like at the mind, same mind frame and the wants and needs that you need at this point in your life. Yeah. I think you should move on.
Yo, man up, son.
Move on.
And he might be trying to play, you know, completely innocent in the whole game. If she's calling you a scumbag, it sounds like you might be throwing a jab at her and she's trying to jab you back. Like, you don't even want to have kids. She's like, you know, I can't have kids. You're a scumbag.
Yo, like women say, put on your big girl pants.
Right. Listen, bro, break up with her if you want to. Like, you can do it.
Yeah.
Put on your big girl pants.
Well, maybe it's just the reality is you guys don't want the same things.
Right.
And that's it. If you stay together, you're just going to be miserable.
Yep.
So I say you move on and find love somewhere else.
If you was looking for the cosign, you got it.
All right.
Scram.
Good luck. So say los gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
Go right now, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights?
Yo, Laura.
Yes?
This Silk Sonic album.
Fuego.
Yo, they got a song called Put On a Smile. Cast One play earlier. That smoking out the window.
Fire.
Bruh. They got a joint. Oh, man, they got so many heat. This joint called 777-777-777. The God number. Woo!
Speak on
crazy.
Crazy. All right. Well, listen. 50 Cent's TV Empire could have another show on the way, guys. This one's going to be really, really good, just like the rest of them. He went on Twitter to say pretty much that he's creating a TV show around Snoop Dogg's murder case, in which he was acquitted in 1996.
Oh.
Murder was a case that they gave me.
Murder!
And he's like, this is going to be a problem. Snoop Dogg's story is crazy. So that's going to be really, really dope.
That's fire. Taking place in L.A., Menace to Society style.
He's going to go back in time. I'm pretty sure he's going to go. You guys remember some of that old footage?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
That's going to be fire, man.
It's going to be really, really dope.
I thought you was going to play Murder Was the Case, Kat.
Oh, that's me playing the bat.
Oh.
Murder!
Murder was the case
that they gave me.
Come on, Shawnee.
I got you. Let's wait, hold on, right here.
Hey, that ain't that's no Shawnee.
That's how it starts.
I know that's how it starts, but never mind. But you gotta stop it now. Now it's just
what a disaster.
That was a mess. That was a whole mess.
All right. So there's a full court press run on this Drake and Kanye to make peace thing, right? We saw that Kanye West posted the video of him reading he looked like a hostage next to Jay Prince, saying that he wanted to make peace with Drake and put together a concert to support freeing Larry Hoover, right? So Jay Prince's son ended up posting a picture of him and Drake. And everyone was like, oh my God, it's happening. But it turns out, guys, that this happened way before the meeting with Kanye. So don't get happy just yet. So I don't know. Look, I don't know if Drake is going to fall for this or go with this. I don't know.
Well, go with, don't say fall for, because that sounds like he's being tricked. Support this. I think that there's a high probability that Drake wants to support this. I hope so. It's a positive thing.
I think that Drake wants to support it, but I think also Drake is very annoyed with Kanye and is bullish.
Of course he is, but I think, look, if I'm Drake, I'm like, sure, I'm a support. I'm going to get there, and I'm going to let, you know, because you know the Kanye machine when it comes to doing a show is a complicated thing. Kanye and his creative, and I want to do this, and we're going to do this, and I need to build this. I need to build a replica of the house, and the show's tomorrow night, but we can get it done in 10 hours. And, you know what I'm saying? I need to do this and do that. I think Drake's going to kick back and let all that play out and still be supportive. But it's going to show people how complicated Kanye West is.
But I mean, at what point, this is, we've seen this movie before. Drake has been in this position before with Kanye many a time, and he's always gone, and it's always gone bad.
Right.
Well, hopefully not.
I just don't see it happening, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Let's be positive, man, because look, Larry Hoover has been in jail for a long time. I believe after reading the case and what he was convicted of and everything that he's convicted of, I believe at, what is he, 70-something years old? Someone like him can be useful in quelling some of the street and gang crimes that are taking place in Chicago.
I'm he can not be saying useful in, Drake doesn't in, want to support freeing Larry Hoover. I'm saying I think right. that Drake wants nothing to do with Ye.
There we go. That's right.
Well, so, Drink Champs Part 2 Kanye with Larry Hoover Jr. came out last night, right?
Yep. So, yeah. And that was, and by the way, that was recorded before we saw the Jay Prince Kanye thing happen. So clearly they've been on this since before the ransom letter was being read by Kanye.
We shall see. It's your flashing light, your boy.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. That's family, yer.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.